I don't know whether any of you watch the Bill Moyer's Journal on PBS every Friday night at 9. He's wonderful. He's probably one of the best interviewers in the world. And this past week, he had this feisty little black man, a theologian who teaches at Union Theological in New York. His name is James Combs. And in the course of conversation, Combs stole a line from Nietzsche, which is really apposite. He said, "The Christian thing involves a transvaluation of all values." And that's exactly what the Feast of Christ the King is all about, or to put it slightly differently. If you look at the New Testament, what it's done is upended, turned on its head, all kinds of central human realities. What is love? What is power? What is authority? And certainly, if you're talking about the kingdom of God, during the second series of readings, that year two, the gospel is from that passage in John where Jesus and Pilate are talking, and Pilate asks him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus says, "Yes, but my kingdom is not of this world." What that means is that your definition of kingdom is drastically different than mine. So we can start by saying kingdom in this context does not mean ruling, does not mean domination, does not mean some big hierarchical order, all of which, of course, is characteristic of kingship as we understand it. What is the kingdom of, first of all, the kingdom of God, and then transferred to the kingdom of Christ? Well, in the first year's reading, the reading for Christ the King is a great judgment scene in Matthew. "I was hungry, and you fed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. A stranger, you took me in." There's not even a word about kingdom, but they're describing what the kingdom of God is. And people relate to each other in that way. And people are so sensitive to the needs of anybody that they run into that they respond to them. That's where the Spirit of God is operating. That's where the human community is constituted. And in this passage from Luke, this famous forgiveness scene, and it's a fitting climax of the Gospel of Luke, which is all about forgiveness, Jesus tells this criminal, "It's all right." Forgiveness, of course, is the very glue of any human community. It's forgiveness that creates a human community, or if you will, a kingdom. But in this drastically redefined sense that we use that language in the context of the New Testament. Okay? If people really forgive each other, if people really let themselves be forgiven, as this crook was, then you have the power of God operating among us. And the upshot of that is the creation of the human community. Which is why I thought the South African music, where you get this guy who was in jail for 27 years in solitary, a good part of the time, then comes out and says, "We got to have truth and reconciliation here, folks. We don't have vengeance. We don't have vindictiveness." So Nelson Mandela is very clearly an agent of the kingdom of God. So even when we talk about forgiveness, we're not talking about hierarchy. Anybody who says to somebody else, "I forgive you," and does it with a view to establishing some superior moral position, doesn't know what forgiveness is about. They don't. I mean, we do it. I do it that way. But that's certainly not what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is the great, as I said, the great joiner of us human beings. And forgiveness, of course, doesn't make any sense. Unless, with Paul, you say, we are fools for Christ's sake. That we believe that we're embraced by a God who seeks us all, who forgives us all, who joins us all. Again, you have to distinguish this from the kind of imperialist, triumphalist understanding of the kingship of Christ that we get often enough in the empirical life of the church. But we have to go back to these texts, these founding texts. And, the, you know, imagine Francis of Assisi running around with a crown on his head. Or Mother Teresa, or better yet, Dorothy Day, running around with a crown, or Thomas Merton running around with a crown on his head. It's not a matter of, it can't be said firmly enough, it's not a matter of ruling, of calling the shots, of shaping everybody up. It's a matter of inviting everybody to their own deeper humanity, which we human beings are not very good at, but Jesus seems to be quite good at it. If you read the New Testament, it's astonishing. People come away freer after encountering him. Freer to be themselves, freer to be with each other. Certainly freer before God. And that's what the kingship of Christ is all about. And anything else is a reversion to kingship as we normally understand it, where I'm in charge and by God you'll do what I want or pay the consequences. That's not the kingship of Christ by any stretch. We've transvaluated those values.